Democrat Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy joins us now. Congressman, welcome back to the show.
Hey, John, how are you doing?
Where's it warmer, here or D.C.?
It feels like it's always hot in D.C., yeah. And for different reasons.
Yeah, are you in Chicago now, or have you recessed? Are you in D.C., or are you back here in Chicago now?
I'm in transit, so I'll be back in Chicago by tonight. I'm really hoping that the storms are really not arriving tonight. I'm crossing all fingers and toes.
Congressman, what's your take on Mike Johnson recessing the House early?
I think it's a bad sign for things to come. Unfortunately, we got to just have the disclosure, full disclosure of the Epstein files, everything that's in there that hasn't already been released. But there are now, I don't know, maybe half the Republican caucus or conference is now agitating for this as well, and they control the Rules Committee is in addition. And so what that means is that all legislative business comes to a halt unless there's unity among the Republicans on proceeding with that legislation. Now there's not, because half of them, like I said, are clamoring for the release of the documents, and Mike Johnson is trying to prevent that at the behest of the president.
There were actually things they did want to vote on yesterday or today, yeah, that in fact they're going to delay for at least a month and a half because they didn't want to face the Epstein thing. Why is the,
yes,
Epstein, why is an Epstein vote so toxic?
Why is an Epstein vote so toxic? Because the president doesn't want it. He doesn't want to come to a vote on the floor because it would pass overwhelmingly with Democrats and Republicans voting in favor of it. And so now, you know, Johnson is basically obstructing that vote.
But I don't mean to be naive here, but I'm wondering what would be in that additional set of reports, which one judge says aren't going to be released anyway. I wonder what else would be revealed other than Donald Trump's name is in the black book, or there's documents that say that they were together. I think all of that is known. So I'm wondering what is so toxic about that file.
I have no idea, John. And that's in part why there's so much interest in just having the files disclosed. You know, there are documents, notes, apparently there's photographs. Obviously, there are victim names. A lot of that can be redacted for privacy reasons. And of course, any kind of child pornography can be withheld. But I think that at the end of the day, there's a lot of interest, like I said, on the part of constituents and just seeing those files disclosed. And here's why. In addition to the fact that we just want, we want to know, or people want to know what's in there, and there needs to be sunshine and transparency and accountability, there's also just a feeling like this is getting in the way of everything else. The worst case scenario right now is that when we go back, we're going to be on we have to turbocharge our legislative engine to get through the end of the fiscal year and fund the government and avoid a government shutdown. Okay. The worst case scenario is that the Epstein files somehow lead to a government shutdown because we weren't able to bring anything to the floor over the speaker's objection or the president's objection.
Do you think the next 6 weeks this will cool down, or do you think when you all come back to your constituent districts that in fact it's going to heat up?
I think it's going to heat up. In 2.5 weeks, there is an interview by my committee with Ghislaine Maxwell. I don't know the details about that, whether it's in person at the prison or whether it's remote.
Will that be made public? Will that be made public?
I don't. Usually, if it's an interview, those are negotiated with the attorneys for the person. So I don't know how those negotiations will go. I would say it should be public, but I don't know what's going to happen. Then the second thing that happened last night, which will be of interest to your listeners, is that the Oversight Committee, so our Oversight Committee on a bipartisan basis, actually successfully moved to subpoena the remaining documents in the Epstein file. So basically, it's getting the stuff that's being withheld.
You are going to accomplish that?
Yeah, the subpoena was issued.
Well,
now that's the beginning of the process, as you know, because then you have to serve it, and there might be objections on their side, or even the president could interpose his own objections, and then it would have to be ruled on and enforced through a court of law. But this is an extraordinary move. This has not happened during my decade in Congress.
Raja, why weren't the Democrats so deliberate about this when they controlled the White House and the Congress?
I think that this particular issue obviously was prosecuted. What we know is that, Epstein went to prison and Ghislaine Maxwell did too. What I'm concerned about here is there something in the files that somehow was not chased down the way it should have been? And I think that's a legitimate question that we need to get at.
But wasn't that question in play when Joe Biden was president?
Sure. And under, previous administrations as well. I don't know the answer to that. I don't know what's in those files. And I'd like to know that answer.
I'm not so interested in what about Raja. I'm not so interested in, tit for tat, but I'm just playing that because that is at least an academic argument for the other side, which is that when it was suspected that it would be embarrassing to Democrats, there was no movement afoot. And now while these conspiratorial campaign promises were put out by Republicans, now you guys are very interested in the revelation of this, but there just didn't seem to be any energy behind this when the Democrats were in power.
Well, remember, the subpoena with regard to these files actually brings up all, actors, whether they were Democrats or Republicans, if you look at the subpoena. So this is something that now has kind of become bipartisan or nonpartisan in terms of the interest.
Well, it has
that. Can I just say one last thing?
Yeah.
Can I say one last thing on this? Like, I got to say one. My constituents are super interested in this particular issue, but mostly they are worried that this is going to get in the way of the other business that they are really concerned about, whether it's, funding their schools, whether it's keeping the government open, or whether it's, dealing with the cuts that are looming because of what I call the large, lousy law. And so, these are serious matters as well that need to be taken up.
Congressman, I'm out of time. I promised myself I wasn't going to make this conversation all about that. But I think you are right in that however important it is or isn't, if it's a roadblock to other things, then it becomes important, doesn't it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's for sure right now.
We'll talk another day. Raja, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks, John.
Raja Krishnamurthy from Illinois 8th.